SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy Friday night for us here on the grid, of course. We got a lot going on. Everybody's playing in baseball, tons of games. We have a bunch of NFL preseason games at the golf. But most importantly, the college football season starts tomorrow. That's it. That's the headline. College football starts on Saturday. No more football-free Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays. This is a Summer Friday that has football coming this weekend with four games on a week zero that get going tomorrow. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I said it over Miami, over Houston tonight, over Boston. They didn't convert. Come on, guy. Sure enough, here's Texas breaking out 4-1.
Yeah, Texas is breaking out, right? Getting a breakout from them. Not getting a breakout from anybody else, that's for sure.
3-2 Cubs, 3-2 Cubs.
Yeah, you had a inside the park home run in that there, Joe, for the Cubbies.
I'm pot committed already. I'm pot committed.
You're pot committed. So give me the overs here tonight, Joe, before I go to the score. What do you have the overs on?
Over
give me the lineup.
Over Houston, 10.5.
Okay, it's 11.5 live.
Over Boston, 10.5.
All right, 9.5 live.
And over 11.5 Phillies Royals.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
And I have that all parlayed with Florida State.
Oh, is that right? So, but what, you don't have them separately. You have them all parlayed with Florida State.
Correct.
Minus the points?
Yep.
Wow, look at you. Reds are up 5-0, bottom five in Pittsburgh on the Pirates. That Astro-Oriole game now 4-2. Bottom of the third, Ryan O'Hearn up with a man on. We'll see if he can make that 4-4 for Joe. I could use some overs in that.
Big man O'Hearn.
Scoreless in the Bronx with the Yankees and the Rockies in the bottom of the fourth. Very interesting. Judge is up now against Freeland, who's usually a gas can, Joe, but the Yankees have done nothing with him tonight. Watch, this will be a sleepy weekend for the Yankees against the lowly Rockies. Probably lose 2 out of 3 or something like that. Angels with a 4-0 lead over the Jays as they've gotten to the Basset Hound early and often there in Toronto. You mentioned Cubs 3-2 over the Marlins. Can we get Jesus Sanchez and the Burger Man?
Come on,
Burger
Sanchez.
Time for Miami, you know, in that game?
You know the guy in Pittsburgh's throwing a no-hitter, right?
That would obviously be the guy on the Reds, I guess you would have to say.
Busenitz.
What?
A. Busenitz. From the neighborhood.
Is that right?
Take a gander.
That's who's throwing a no-hitter? Joe, they've used like 5 guys. It's like it would be like a 10-man no-hitter.
No. It's not true. Alan Busenitz.
Joe.
It says
he's in the game now. Farmer pitched the first 2 innings. Mahl pitched the 3rd.
No hitter by
Santillan pitched the 4th. This is a bullpen game no hitter that they have going right now.
That counts.
And that's even more pathetic by the Pirates that's what's going on right now. Bullpen game by committee.
Your boy, Paul. Oh, Bart!
Single to center. There's the hit. There it is.
There it is.
That's good. I don't have to pay any attention to that anymore.
No, you don't call me Paul Bart. Too bad he couldn't come through for you last night.
He could not. Rangers up 4-2 on the Guardians, bottom of the third in Cleveland. 2-1, Diamondbacks lead the Red Sox. We're looking for runs there, Joe.
Probably not going to get them.
Braves 1-0 over the Nationals on a Harris homer. Other than that, it's been very sleepy. We have a bunch of games starting now. Three, actually. Tigers, White Sox, Flexen and Montero. Palante and Festa for the Cardinals and the Twins. Waka and Walker for the Phillies and the Royals, which, Joe, we needed all that game. Let's get Bobby Witt, Kyle Schwarber, him. Let them all tater tonight, Joe. Let's go.
That would be fantastic, Corbin. Let that happen. That would be amazing. I have that over. I want to hit the ground running heading into the weekend.
Giancarlo Stanton with a homer for the Yankees, 1-0.
All right.
Giancarlo getting involved.
Giancarlo.
Meanwhile, Joe, four late night games on the left coast. Mets, Padres, Blackburn and Musgrove at a 7.5. Savali and Sears, Brewers, A's with a 7.5. Giants, Mariners, Castillo and Burton with a flat 7. Jeez. And the Rays and the Dodgers, Miller and Alexander, an 8.5. Late night for there.
All right.
So you've got some things, Joe, working. That's for sure. Have some things working. Somewhat working, right?
Somewhat.
I think that the Dodgers are going to smash the A's tonight. The Rays tonight. Just smash them. Yeah. It's a bad scene for Tampa in that game. Coming their way. Look out. But, Joe, of course, college football will be the focus tonight as the season does start on Saturday. Four games. Listen, are they the best slate of games you're ever going to see in your life? No. But is it real college football? Yes.
Yes.
Is it better than these dopey NFL preseason games? Yes. I'll let you know where we're at with those in a minute, too, Joe. But I'm excited, Joe. We finally made it. We made it all year.
You sound excited, though. I feel like you're not pumped up for it.
Well, I wish the slate was a little better. I'm not going to lie. But I like a couple of these games, and we will do our first Carver and Lisi pick college football pick segment of the year. Now, there's been a lot of controversy around that segment in terms of the music.
Wow.
There's been some controversy that you don't want the Notre Dame music anymore. You don't want the Rudy music. And I've heard that you've efforted that somewhat.
Efforted that. I made a call.
You made a call?
Well, not the Yankees. I made a little bit of a call. I put my foot down. I said, you know, I'm half the show. 5-1 Reds.
Pirates score, huh?
Now. Here they come. No outs. Sure enough, yeah, this game will sail through. Why? Because I don't have it. Just amazing. Just amazing. Just incredible. Here come the Cubs. All of a sudden. Hawk Dawson and Durham are in the lineup tonight. Sandberg, too.
The Jaguars lead the Falcons 14-0 in Atlanta. That's NFL preseason. I'd see. What, Evan Engram, 2 touchdowns, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
That'll get everybody pumped up about him before the season.
Yeah, he's not a bad hybrid. He just sucked in New York, that's all. He's better in Jacksonville than he was in New York. Living down with the days of Bo Wallace. Was it Bo Wallace or Devin Snead? I gotta remember.
Wallace.
Bo, Big Bang Bo!
Bucks lead the Dolphins 7-0 in Tampa. That's late in the first quarter. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. A couple things here. I always love, too, the NFL's classic for this. The Friday news dump suspending a whole bunch of players. They love doing that on, like, a Friday at 5 o'clock before everyone heads out for the weekend. Rams left tackle Ulrich Jackson, 2 games, personal conduct policy. Cardinals wide receiver Zay Jones, 5 games, personal conduct policy. Free agent cornerback J.C. Jackson, 1 game. He's not even on a team right now. Free agent Chris Claybrooks, 8 games on the commissioner exempt list. Jeez. Yeah, let's go. Fire them all away, Joe. There you go. Get it going. Ooh. Laying the hammer down on a summer Friday.
I mean, it is. Well, when Rashee Rice's situation comes up, then what?
Well, I think the thing for Rashee Rice is, Joe, is that I believe that court hearing isn't until December. And a situation like his is probably that the NFL is going to wait to see what happens legal-wise before they make a ruling of their own. So I would think that any kind of suspension that he's going to accrue would be next year.
Right.
That would be my guess.
It's got to be, what, 30 games based off these?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the particulars with all these. I have no idea.
All right.
Not sure, Joe. Didn't dive into what all the reasoning behind all these things are. But it is, that's like a tradition unlike any other for them to do that on a Friday in August. Just go ahead and do that.
Drop the hammer. The Billy Club.
And I know this one bothers you too. You see all this UConn Big 12 stuff again?
Yeah, I mean, here we go. Come on. 5-3 Reds. Great.
Joe.
Yeah, I mean, here once the season starts, I don't talk realignment. It's meaningless.
Oh, you're done with it.
That's
you're out.
I'm done with it. I'm out.
It's time for football. That's it. We're out.
If and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas, right?
There's a contingency in this that if they joined, that by 2031 the football would join the conference as well.
I mean, come on.
That they're going to make all these upgrades to the football program. To get them up to speed, they got biggest. I guess what is it? 6 years, 7 years to do that.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying. Just 6 or 7 years to. I mean, Danny Hurley stayed for a reason. Right?
Big money, right?
Big money. We know what
Danny Hurley stayed. Big money. Everyone loves big money. I'm watching the Royal Philly game, Joe. I'm hoping to will a couple of these in.
I need the over in the Red Sox game. Here we go. No score.
5-4 Reds. 5-4 Reds. What are you talking about? It's like 9 runs. How much could you need there?
I don't need it. I don't have it.
1-0 Tigers.
Here we go.
2-1 Nationals.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Okay.
What?
Here he goes. Matter? You're just rattling off scores, blurting out scores.
They're actually getting some scoring. I wish there were more homers, but you're actually getting 4-2 Angels.
That we're on?
4-2 Angels. Mm. You're on every game, Joe. All right, here comes Witt against this Taiwan Walker. Can he start this off with a boom here, Joe?
Yeah, start it off with a boom. A bloop and a blast.
Let's go here. No, just a blast.
A bloop and a blast. Throw him a meatball. Throw him a meatball.
Yeah, he put it straight up in the air. Nice job.
Bloop
nice
and
job.
A blast.
How about Vinny P now? Can Vinny P go deep?
Now, what do you got? Everybody? Would you just
I got a couple guys in this game. There's games that I key, Joe.
Based off your breakdowns and your outlooks.
Keyed a few games tonight. Go after a few guys. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, listen, you put it in your portfolio. You put it in there for a reason.
That's what we're trying to do. Trying to build the portfolio. Trying to get ourselves ready.
Trying to be a wheel, aren't you? You're trying to be a wheel.
I'm not a wheel. No shot.
No shot?
No.
Really?
Not me. I'm not trying to be a wheel. I'm just trying to keep plugging along, Joe.
I thought your nickname was Wheel. I thought your nickname was Wheel.
That's you. You're the Wheel.
Not me. I said it. I'm the one.
You're everywhere now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You heard I'm everywhere now.
You're everywhere. You're like the guy in the old hotel. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. You're everywhere, especially when football season starts. You're really everywhere.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Find you everywhere.
The great Johnny Cash. The great Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
There he is. Out of nowhere. Cinderella kid.
Are you watching this Falcon game, Matthias?
No, I actually wasn't. I was not watching the game until you just told me the score. I checked it out just to see who was playing. And you know what? The Jaguars' offense looked like they were rolling in the first quarter.
I'm sure you guys didn't play any of your actual defense, though.
Right? No, yeah, no. Everybody's benched. But you know what? Maybe I can't say the same thing about the defense, though. But I don't know. I want to rewatch it now. But Brian Thomas is looking pretty good, Joe. Your boy out of LSU.
I know people were hating on him. You know, all he is 6'3", 215, big, long body, catches the football at its highest point. Jaden Daniels had 40 tutties last year. Half of them went to Brian Thomas. He had more touchdowns than Malik Nabers.
I got news for you. He ain't at LSU anymore.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He won't be catching 20 touchdowns this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Lucky if he catches 5.
I hope he does, Joe. I drafted him in fantasy, baby, so let's go. Let's
here we go.
Carver, you said 5?
He'll be lucky if he has 5. Five touchdowns.
All right. Okay. That's it.
That offense stinks.
Kuiper's talking.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Still 4-2, Joe. Astros, Orioles in the top of the fifth. 5-4 Reds, Pirates, bottom six in Pittsburgh. Still 1-0 Yankees. They go to the bottom of the fifth. 4-3 Rangers. 4-3 Rangers.
I don't need that. I need the Red Sox.
1-0 Kansas City. And they're still hitting in the bottom of the first. The hit here would get another run in.
Come on.
1-0 Tigers lead the White Sox, and the Twins already have runners on the corners in the bottom of the first. I heard a rumor, Joe, as well, since Matthias brought up that he drafted this Thomas on his fantasy team. I heard a rumor that me and you are partners in the sports grid fantasy football.
How's
league?
That going to go? It was supposed to be me and Kevin Walsh, but...
Whoa, is that right? Well, how about that information? So I guess I was like a second-hand pick, huh?
No, I got you.
All right.
I got you. No, this is how it went down. I was asked by one of the producers outside of Matthias if I wanted to go halves with Kevin. So I said, sure. So then after I agreed... About a day later, or maybe it was half the day later, they said, Kevin chopped you. You're now partners with Carver. I didn't even know you were involved. I had no idea.
Yeah, what's the buy-in of this little party right here? I wasn't invited.
No, I don't know. There's no monetary. No monetary. No money. No money. No money.
What do you mean, no money?
No money.
Well, I don't get it. What do you mean, no money?
No money. No money.
No, I know that, but it was partners.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down. No money.
What you say? I know no money. We're not doing money, but I'm saying picking the team, partners.
You're crazy.
So you tell me this is for bragging rights?
It's a sports grid thing. You forget it. Just forget it. Anyway. Anyway,
either way,
I was asked.
I guess I'm with you.
But here's the thing. Forget it now. If you're not into it, then you know, because we can't agree on our own picks.
See, that's what I was worried about with it, is how that would go. You know, especially like with a draft, like how are me and you actually gonna pick who we want when it's gonna be very difficult, very very difficult to do. So we'll have to maybe go back and forth. I don't know.
What?
I'm not sure. We'll have to figure out how we're gonna do it.
Well, I'm willing to do this. You want to pick the lineup 1 week, and I'll pick it 1 week, so we don't fight. We can do it that way.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, here we go.
You got to play the best lineup every week. You play the best lineup every week. End of story. There's no 1 week you made the lineup, the next week you made the lineup. That's not how it goes.
How are you guys gonna draft together, though? That's the challenge.
That's the problem. That's the issue.
That's my guy.
Yeah, that's because he's gonna want it. Because you see that you got things like this. Like there are guys that he is so over the top with. Like I can see him in the second round. He's like, we got to get Fields here. Like no, we don't. Yeah, you're not taking Justin Fields here. Like, it's just
I
can see it. I can see how it's gonna go. Already.
Are we gonna? Let me ask you. When
my
we do
guys
the draft, are you and I gonna be sitting next to each other? Like, are we gonna do this?
I honestly, let me just tell you something. I don't see how it's possibly gonna be with people in front of each other, considering that the season starts in less than 2 weeks. Everybody's away next week. There's all these things going. There's no way that everybody's gonna be in the same room to do this. 0.0. I haven't gotten any of that information yet. But I can almost guarantee I won't be there, if that's what they're planning on.
Well, let me ask you this. Can we at least agree on our team name?
I mean, I hope so. The team name, the name of our show isn't enough? That's not good enough?
How about Mr. Outright?
Mr. Outright, huh? Listen to you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe. I just saw this, and I think that's... what it should be. Like, Shane in Arkansas, like, obviously put it with the God. Like, something. It's got to be one of our sayings. It can't be. That's what it should be, the team name. One of our sayings.
Well, there you go.
That's what it should be. Oh, 6-5 Pirates. 6-5 Pirates. You're not in
team
on that one?
Gutless.
Him.
Maybe that, him. Wasn't there a song? Him, what you gonna do about him? Back in the day? No?
Not sure. Don't think so.
I think so.
I don't know about that one.
No? You know, all this scoring, you just put the kite by every game I have, just like hit the skids. No scoring in Baltimore. No scoring in Boston.
We need it to crank up here. We need to get something going. This is awful, honestly. We need things to start happening. We need some. Where is the long balls, Joe? You know, I'm sick of it, man. I really do think it happens. Like, we had a 2.5-3 week stretch where, I mean, the ball was just flying out for us, and the last week to 10 days. I mean, it is frosty, and it's not even just me. I get it. I'm playing a bunch of guys. But, like, I feel like they're down everywhere. I feel like everyone's down who usually plays the homers.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what's going on. Changing the ball.
I know what's changing the ball for football season now. And this is why I can't be involved in this stuff. I'm thinking about Georgia Tech, Florida State. I'm thinking about actually taking Bronco Mendenhall and New Mexico with the points. I actually took them plus the 13.5. I need my head examined. I really do.
Later, Joe. You know, I mean, come on. You're giving away the picks now. You get the picks later.
I can't. I... That's not right. You know, Carver, we've been talking about these games for how long now? That's not right.
Yeah, but today's game day. You know, today's where we actually lay it all on the line. You know, that's what we do today. It's pick night. For the first time in months, you got a Friday with the picks. And here we are now. Now I already know one of the things you're doing. And now you know what?
Forget it. I'm gonna sweep you this, you know?
I'd be careful, Joe.
Oh, that doesn't go well for you. Who are you, Clubber Lang? Huh?
Be careful.
Okay, Clubber. Really? Really? I perked right up. I had a little headache. You know, I didn't have that great of a workout in the gym. You perked me right up. How dare you? Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. I can't wait. I can't wait. Big Bad Gorilla Lisi.
I know, you're coming, coming for
me. I'm going to swipe you down like Mario Brothers. I'm telling you. I know, you think you're for the people, and I'm gonna belt you every which way but Sunday.
I don't think I am. I know I am.
Depends on the people you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's all right. I have my contingency, you have yours. And together we meld and we make one. That's all right. That's okay. But then now it's war. There is no tomorrow. That's it. From now until February, it's on.
It sure is.
Clubber Lang, how dare you come into my house like that? My press conference.
Hey, woman.
Talking.
Hey, woman.
Talking smack about my picks.
Don't you talk to AJ.
All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Now, wait a second. What is that from? Because that guy that says "see you in Pittsburgh" sounds like George Kurtz.
Oh, come on. What is that from? Are you kidding me? Are you really asking that? What is that from?
I swear.
You know what that is. Don't say that. Don't be silly. You know what that is.
I'm serious. What is that? Is that from any given Sunday?
No, come on. That's Bart Scott after the Jets beat the Patriots. Come on.
All right, but who's asking him see in Pittsburgh?
That's Sal Palantonio asking him the question.
That sounds like Kurtz from the grid. Play that again.
Play it again, Matias.
All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
I don't know what you're talking
See,
about.
See, now, honestly, I don't watch these press conferences at the end.
That was on the field after the game. That was a famous thing. Can't wait. I was like, come on. Can't wait.
Maybe it was Kurtz. Maybe he had a sideline pass. Sal Pal.
Still 2-1 Diamondbacks, top of the sixth, but they got runners on the corners here.
Ooh, 5-2 Stros. 5 right in your gut.
Yeah,
I punched
Jeremy
you right
Pena.
In the belly. And here, guess what? Here comes now the Diamondbacks. I'm hitting you high and I'm going right for the belly. Now I'm gonna smash you. I'm gonna carry this momentum into tomorrow. Right into college football today. You got me pumped up. Congratulations. You made locker room material. You put it on the bulletin board. That's it. I see your face right now.
My record speaks for itself.
You know, I don't like how calm and collected you are. Okay? All right? Because you're sitting back there.
I have nothing to worry about. I'm fine. I'm good where I am.
You know, let me just say, when we started doing this together about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, mm-hmm. I always knew you would be a brother for life. But right now, okay, you know how to rile me up. You should be my coach because you know how to push my buttons every single time. Every single time.
Is that right?
That is right. But I'm not going to lose my composure. 3-1, you see, right in the belly. 3-1. 3-1, first and
all
second.
Right, let's
keep
go.
That
let's
gravy
go.
Train going.
Let's
Come
go.
On. Right in the belly. Punch
let's
him in the belly.
More.
He's weak in the belly. Hit him in the solar plexus. It's football
season. Let's get some more. Can we get some more?
Oh, and we got to give out Heisman picks. I promise we would give out Heisman picks.
I know. Wait, well, we're doing wall-to-wall college football in the second
wall
hour.
Wall-to-wall. Wall-to-wall second hour.
It's all college football.
Prop bets, game cast. You want to talk announcers, field, call in, whatever you guys got.
I can't believe they busted up Brando and Spence. And Spencer Tillman.
Yeah, I know. Just... I know. I know.
What is Fox doing
that's
with that?
Like,
well, I mean, that's this guy's a tradition unlike any other in the fall.
I know. Not good. Not good. That's like breaking up Fowler and Herb Street now. Can't do that. I tweeted out, though, back in the day, one of my favorite tandems. Ron Franklin, Mike
Godfrey.
Yeah,
I saw
Godfrey.
That. With that dopey
that.
Georgia clip that you put out, that Georgia-Tennessee clip that you were tweeting out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Touchdown drive for Mac Jones, Joe.
Wow, action,
21-0, and now they start the second half. That was at the end of the first half. Mac did that, so.
What is everybody the score now, in Miami? 10-0? I saw somebody
17-0 Bucks.
5-1 Diamondbacks, and runners on the corners, Carver.
Could we get you a jock?
Not yet. Could we get it? Could right now we need not the yet. Orioles to come through.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm
not
putting
yet.
My foot
He's
down.
Eating,
not
but
you
I can't
before
eat.
Me.
He's
not
eating.
Not you before me.
But I can't. He's eating, but I can't. That's how it
you
usually
can't eat
goes.
Tonight. That's it. It's
oh,
more.
I can't. I can't eat tonight. That's not.
Unless it's in the Royal game.
This pig Judge homered again too. It never ends with him.
How
Every
many does
night.
He have now?
49. I can't play him, Joe. He's like plus 160. I mean, jeez,
come on. Could we convert here?
Lead off double for the Phillies here, Joe. Let's go.
All right, come on. Let's go. Who's up?
Marsh.
Schwarber?
Marsh.
Marsh. He's a contact right. hitter. He's a little bit of a contact.
5-2 Astros.
Yeah, I know. I said that. We got runners on second and third. In play. Get it in. What's this? Ground ball to foul territory. That's got to be a ground rule. Double. It is. Double.
What game are you watching on ColecoVision, Joe?
I don't understand what this means. It was a ground ball. Somebody advanced to first. Somebody advanced to third. The runner was out at where? Home? Where?
Maybe they cut the run out at home. Yeah, it's possible.
How'd they cut the run out at home?
Maybe it was a ground ball with the infield in. They threw him out at home. Maybe they tagged him out at home. He's charging for the plate. Who knows?
Gutless.
Because it was what, second and third?
No, now it's first and third again.
No, it's not. The inning's over.
First and
inning's
third.
Over. That was a third out. The inning's over. Finished.
What do you mean the inning's over?
The inning is over. They're going to the bottom of the sixth. It is 5-1. It was the final out.
I was talking about the Astro game.
Jeez. I mean, where are we here? I mean, you know, you're telling me Diamondbacks. You're all over the Diamondbacks, and then you do that. What game are we on?
I'm on Diamondbacks, Astros, and Phillies.
All
that's
right.
it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. That's it. That's it. 4-3 Rangers. 2-1 and 1 out, top of the 6th. 3-3 Cubs and Marlins. 3-3.
Not good.
We need to start getting some Thunderbolts here. I mean, we need some taters. Can we get one? 1-1 Phillies Royals. 1-1.
All right, there we go. No? And
another man on second with no out. So let's go. Maybe the Phillies will start moving the chain here a little bit.
It's possible.
Is there anything that you care about in any of these preseason games this weekend? Like, are you obviously, Adam Kaplan told me today on Coast to Coast that the only thing that's of major significance is obviously this Russell Wilson, Justin Fields thing in Pittsburgh, and how both of them perform in that game.
Okay.
I still don't believe, Joe, that there's really anything barring an injury that would keep Russ from being the starter in week number one. I don't believe it.
No?
No. I would be stunned.
Okay.
Stunned. If he went with Fields.
Okay. Well, why? Why?
And didn't give because it's Mike Tomlin. I want to run it. It's just.
Yeah, but if he wants
I
to
want
run
safe.
It,
I want safe. He wants safe.
All right, Carr. All right. Okay.
You know, Fields is a turnover machine. You don't have to.
Russ isn't right. Russ isn't at times.
Russ protects the football.
No, he does not.
You know.
You're starting to get
me upset. I know you like bagging on the guy, but I mean, facts are facts.
Bagging on the guy, it's the truth. He sucks.
You love going after him.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Steelers -7. I guess you're laying it then. Big second half for Justin Fields.
Yeah, why not? Why not? What did Russ do?
Well, Russ hasn't done much yet. Neither, and I mean, Fields has been, okay. You can't tell me he's been outstanding.
Okay, but he's been better than Russ.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
Well, we'll see tomorrow with the Lions. We'll see. Tough guy. We'll see. We'll see what Russ does. Let Russ
cook. I would take Lions +7 in that game.
Let Russ cook straight down like a dart. They're going to win that week one game. It's going to be Justin Fields, I'm telling you. Kid goes back home to Georgia. Excuse me there. I got a little oddity. You got me all perked up. I had a shake before the show.
You all right?
I don't know. You're giving me oddity. I got like the shake is in my esophagus because I'm so aggravated.
Wow, that's going to get down too. Could be two.
What? Get down.
They held him at third.
Who?
Phillies. All right, let's go here. I think this is Schwarber with runners in the corners. Let's put this one in the fountain, Joe. Can we put this one in the fountain?
Yeah, I'm looking at the scores right now. Just wait a second.
Come on, Joe. Enough of this.
Come on, put it in the fountain. Hit him in his belly.
I'm tired of it, Joe. Let's go.
Me too. Come on.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. What a loser. This is the second night in a row, Joe. This Trey Turner wrapped into a double play when the Phillies had something going.
Unbelievable.
They only get one. I mean, they really should have got more there. 1-1 as they go to the bottom of the third in Kansas City. Yeah, you needed more there. That wasn't right. 6-5 Pirates. They go to the 8th in Pittsburgh. Could we get Steer to homer, maybe?
Sure, why not?
Bottom 6, 5-2 Astros. I mean, where's the big bats on the Orioles been, Joe? Like Santander, Henderson, him. Like, where are these guys?
You tell me.
Where have they been?
Invisible men. Invisible man. That's it.
5-2 Diamondbacks. 5-2 Diamondbacks.
All right, we got a home run. Somebody homered. All right.
Was it Devers?
Was it Rafael Devers?
Was it? It's that kind of night. It was Ref Snyder, of course. Nobody has him. Nobody's on Ref Snyder. He homers.
Five,
this
two.
Is just pathetic.
I have over 10.5 in both of these games. 5-2 heading into the heading into the seventh.
There's been like six homers tonight. I mean, this is just it's like 3 hours of action. There's been like six homers. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm sorry, 10. And one of them was an inside the park homer.
Yeah, the good news, though, Carver, is fear not. Okay? Fear not. No, I'm serious. College football starts tomorrow.
Yep, top of the hour. We kick it off. We kick it off, baby. A new season of college football.
Yeah, due to the clock, when do we do the picks?
Well, I would say it's at the middle of the hour, 32.
All right, 32. Okay.
And we can't go back and forth now because you needed to change all the music, so.
But what do you mean we can't go back and forth?
Can't go back and forth. I'm going to make the kid go back, change music every 4 seconds. You got to do all your picks at once.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm sorry. Well, then you didn't want to do the Rudy music anymore, so. I made some tweaks, too.
Well, why don't we do this? I'm willing to compromise.
I don't know.
Whoever wins the previous week gets to pick the music for the next week.
No, we're going to go with whatever we go with. Whatever you want, that's it.
No, not whatever I want. I'm open. People know
whatever
I'm
going to... You have whatever you want to put, whatever you want on when you go and give your picks. That's it. Hurt me that you didn't like the Rudy music, so I'm out now. I'm keeping the Rudy music.
I hurt you. I hit you low.
I'm out.
It's war this year. It's
obviously
war.
You're changing things up. So you got whatever it is you gave Matias. That's what you got. So
something tells me you didn't like that.
I didn't know that you had a problem with the Rudy music. That's all.
Man, the 45. I mean, the kid, like really, like the kid was really. They're gonna carry him off for making that sack.
Yeah, you know, see now you're going. Now you're going a little further. It's personal, I guess. Right? It's personal.
I mean, you're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing.
That's it.
And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
That's it. That's it.
I mean, I think if Vince Vaughn was a little more agile with the football, I don't think Rudiger would have been that great.
Last day of practice, and this guy thinks it's the Super Bowl. O'Hara, you just summed up your whole lousy career here. is it Witt? Is it Witt, Joe? It's a foul ball. Oh, he smoked that ball. Oh, come on.
All right.
What is the camera angle with that? It wasn't even close.
Bad camera angle. It's Friday night. The guy's out to lunch. Was he a sandwich?
What are we doing out here?
That's not good. I hate when they...
I mean, he gave him a hanger, too, Joe. He absolutely destroyed it. Jeez. All right, college football's back. Week 0. Breaking it down, picks the whole deal in the next hour. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.